The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 25th of January, 2017. Almost 1/12 of the year gone already. And folks, I'm sitting here watching the Donald. Now, what came out, he's going to retain Comey as FBI director. And that gave me cause to pause and ponder. And I think this is a good move for him. You know, Uncle Joe always told us, you know, you keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer, or the ones you don't really trust. You keep them close to you so you can keep your eye on them. Mr. Comey has not fulfilled his obligation as being FBI director, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that he's going to have his chance to redeem himself in the near future. Oh, am I referring to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation that she's trying to shut down and bury everything else? That's exactly what I'm talking about. He's got a chance to redeem himself. Because this guy, man, he owes us. Let's just put it that way. Well, in the early days of presidential administration, there's a lot of hurly-burly activity to keep tabs on. Trump is moving at light speed. There are presidential cabinet nominees, and he's doing this with one arm tied behind his back. Mike, how many nominees has he had confirmed? Maybe three? Two or three?
Yeah.
Potential Supreme Court appointments, daily briefings, congressional meetings, executive orders, and executive actions. There are groups out there hawking his Supreme Court wish list, and they're absolutely hammering Trump. Okay, you got the pro-lifers out there. There's people that have never said a damn thing about pro-life. There was some insinuation by Trump that Roe v. Wade would possibly be revisited and this, that, and the other. Well, the people that he's looking at wouldn't even touch that. And if you're going to get Anton Scalia-type nominees, well, go find them. You know, there's one that's on Fox News damn near every day. I'd much rather have Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, as the Supreme Court judge than some of the people that he's got on his short list. But be that as it may. Now, Trump's presidency as the 45th president, he's issued 10 executive orders so far. And it started with the Affordable Care Act, weakening the mandate for everybody to buy insurance and what looks like a prelude to total repeal. Hopefully that's the case. But since then, Trump has issued 9 other executive orders that deal with federal hirings, abortion, TPP, Dakota and Keystone pipelines. The current administration's executive order pace, as of now, if he were to keep this up to the last day he was in for his 4-year term, there'd be like 8,333 executive orders. No, I'm sorry, in the first year, not in the total 4 years, in the first year. Now, this is record-setting, although it will likely recede well below that projected total. Now, It's important and beneficial to keep tabs on these orders, considering that in the past, they've helped to free slaves, desegregate schools, and end deportation of so-called of so-called dreamers. Now, to aid in this endeavor, there's a running Trump tracker that will be updated anytime the president issues a new executive order. Remember, folks, I said, you know, I'm glad Donald Trump is in there. He is going to be a pain in the ass to the globalists out there, to the bankers, and just about all the snowflakes worldwide, of which you've already seen. You've seen the backlash. But we are now on a Trump watch. He is now the president of the United States, CEO of the largest corporation in the world, if you want to look at his expenditures and personnel. A lot of bureaucrats. But we are now on Trump watch. And if we find something that Donald seems to be going a little astray on, we are not going to just say, okay, well, we're going to ignore that. Look at all the good the man has done. That is not what media should be doing with Donald Trump. Should they be acting like NBC? Absolutely not. Should they be acting like CNN? These people aren't news services. They're propaganda arms. We know this. But having said that, I've even noticed that Fox News has turned up the heat a little bit on Donald Trump, as well they should. Okay? It is time for journalists to be journalists again. It's okay to ask the tough questions, but don't make it so damned obvious that you have an agenda. Okay? If you're there to fact find, there is no such thing as a question that's too hard to ask or should be too hard to answer if we're going to have transparency in our government. As I said, current executive order total 10. Executive order number one, what is it? It's an order minimizing the economic burden of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act pending repeal. Now, what does that mean? There could be now less enforcement of the mandate for everyone to buy insurance, which would create instability in the exchanges. And my personal take on this, total collapse. And again, I will say, what the hell is the government even doing, considering replacing Obamacare when they shouldn't be in it in the first place? Oh, Republicans have a better idea? I don't think so. A lot of Republicans in this country can't think for themselves. They paint a elephant on themselves and say, I'm conservative, and off we go. No, that's not going to work anymore. Executive order number two, what is it? Federal government in a hiring freeze for all new and existing positions except for military, national security, and public safety jobs. Well, what does that mean? Well, the order intends to curb governmental growth and aims to ultimately reduce federal workforce size, but could force federal agencies to use more contractors, which would drive prices up. Yeah, that depends. The action specifically applies to the civilian workforce and the executive branch, which totals some 1.36 million people, according to a 2014 Office of Personnel Management report. Executive order number three, what is it? Any Obama-era regulation signed in his lame duck period is being put on hold until further review by the Trump administration. Now, what does that mean? That means some agencies are broadly interpreting the regulatory freeze, delaying outreach meetings and ceasing the renewal of certain governmental forms, but more importantly, sanctions against the growing nationalistic Burma are now on delay. Okay. Whatever Burma has to do with us. Executive order number four. This is in order to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiated under the Obama administration. What does that mean? TPP is dead. I know there's a lot of people saying, oh, it's just in stasis, it's coming back. No, for all intents and purposes, under this administration, it's as dead as a doornail. Now, that move will not have an immediate discernible impact on the American economy, but signals that Trump and his administration might well take a more protectionist approach on economic issues. I think that to be true and correct. Executive order number five, what is it? This is an order reinstating the Mexico City policy, which a ban on federal funding to international groups that perform abortions or lobby to legalize or promote abortions. Now, what does that mean? That means the policy implemented by President Reagan in 1984 while at the UN meeting in Mexico City has gone in and out of effect based on a ruling executive party. The policy doesn't affect services within the United States, but does limit access and funding to international communities. Excuse me one second. I got to yell at my engineer. Sorry about that, folks. Executive orders 6 through 10. What they are? Now, these are interrelated set of orders that streamline permitting and regulatory burden for domestic manufacturers in order to speed up the process, expedite environmental review and approval of high-priority infrastructure projects, accelerate the Keystone, XL, and Dakota Access Pipeline projects, and state that pipelines intended usage in the United States should be built in the country. In other words, we use materials made in the good old USA. Now, what does all that mean? Well, until the Trump administration can do an infrastructure bill with Congress, it will be making its own deals early and often. Now, such deals fit in with Trump's America First energy policy, but do potentially put the administration at odds with a promise to conserve natural habitats and preserve natural resource. Also, the pipeline order signals that the DAPL fight may well be back on. Now, we're going to keep you apprised of the executive orders. And the one that he signed today, holy crap. Excuse me. I shouldn't use those two words in the same sentence. Wow. Let's just put it that way. The illegals in the country have now gotten the idea that, you know, when you get pulled over, you have any interaction with the police, if you're found to be an illegal, you're immediately going to be sent to jail. ICE is going to be called. They're not going to pick you up just to release you. ICE is going to pick you up to deport you. And he meant that. I was asking a Round Rock PD canine guy today. I said, hey, I said, your chief said anything about the executive order that Trump did today? He said, no, didn't. And I said, well, you guys are going to be a little busy in the future. And I told him exactly what was going to be happening. And he looked at me and he said, good. Wonderful. So you see why he's getting the backing of police and sheriffs. Even Rahm Emanuel. in his sanctuary city in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel has backed off. He said, look, if Trump wants to send some help in here, that's fine. And it doesn't have to be, it can be ICE going into Chicago. Okay. And folks, I don't think you really understand and fully appreciate the criminals that were allowed into this country to set up their little drug operations. It's immense. It is immense. And it is going to come to a grinding halt. So all you little city officials or state officials or cops or whatever that have been on the payroll, guess what? Your paycheck's coming to an end. So you either have to be honest or get gone and get gone real good, real quick. He is dead serious. He is dead serious in his approach. He is doing the things that he said he was going to do, which a little bit later on, I am applauding at the same time I have some apprehension about Mr. Trump. And I will relay those concerns to you. And it's the responsibility of all citizens, okay, to watch what their government does. And we had better come up with a strategic plan while he's throwing the monkey wrench in the gear works in Washington, D.C. Again, I will say this. We are not a perfect union. We have the federalities all over us in all the states. And folks, the pushback has to come from the republics known as the state of this or state of that. This has got to be organized. And it's got to go right through our own state legislatures.
We have a lot of work to do. But yeah, I've yet to see anybody step up with the idea that this is what we need to do. You know, everybody thinks that this is going to be a happenstance. It's going to be a happening. Well, it's only going to be a happening if we make it happen. We can't wish it into fruition. We have to work it into fruition. So that means you guys out there have been sitting on your butts for all this time, complaining like the rest of us. We're going to ask you to go to work to restore this country. It's not going to happen because you just wanted to, or you're bequeathing your wishes on somebody else that you think might do it for you. No, we're going to be calling on you, the individual of all the respective republics out there, to go to work to make it happen. And again, people like Ron Paul would be perfect for this, but I've seen him cowering and just making some statements and not doing much else. Hope that I am in error. So, with that, we'll get back to all this political high drama here. But I've got somebody online. Do I have Don Wiskin?
You certainly do.
Hello, Don Wiskin.
Hello, John Stott Miller.
Are you celebrating our political victories from afar in Canada?
Well, my wife keeps telling me to say no.
And why is that?
Because, you know, there's so many political views and, you know, we don't want to get tossed off an airplane like some other couple did on your website.
Yes, but there is time to join the other voices that are now coming up in a thunderous roar. Can't you hear it all the way up there to Canada?
You know, I myself am personally very happy to see Trump in. I hope he does what we all expect him to do. And, you know, what we expect him to do is actually save the country from the path it was heading on. So, you know.
Well, and, you know, I'm he's only a man, and he can't do everything. He did the most remarkable thing by just getting elected in the first place. You know, I don't know if the odds in Vegas, I didn't check with those, but if it wasn't 1,000 to 1, that wouldn't have been a good bet.
Well, we do share the same first name, so I can only hope that, you know, he's half the person I am, because, as you know, I'm out there trying to save people from heart attacks. I mean, here in Canada, where I live, every 7 minutes, someone in Canada dies from a stroke or a heart attack. And in the States, you know, you're 10 times bigger than we are, so maybe that's happening every 7 seconds.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Don. I have never seen any facts or figures on how many people are stroking and heart attacking out. I've never seen accurate figures on that, but it's got to be high. I mean, look at the crap that we're eating down here.
Well, also look at all of the people that we've been losing lately. Carrie Fisher, and then, you know, right after her mom, Debbie Reynolds. You know, Carrie was on an airplane where thrombosis is your biggest threat because you're not moving, so you get blood clots in your legs. That's why I say, you know, you've got to wiggle your feet like you're pushing a gas pedal. Put your heel on the floor and wiggle your feet. But they're not telling people to do that on airplanes anymore. There was a lady that came to visit her daughter here in Canada, 14, 15 years ago, and they wouldn't let her go back home because she wound up with thrombosis. She had a blood clot in her leg, and they were afraid it might cause a problem while she was on the plane. So until she corrected her problem, they wouldn't let her on a plane to go back home.
You know, I'm hoping in 2017, I know people have been sacrificing a lot, and some people have even sacrificed their own health because, quite frankly, they didn't have the money to maintain it. But I'll ask people again, with medications that you've been taking, you've been dutifully going to your doctor, and, you know, in the back of your mind, you might be thinking to yourself, you know, maybe this isn't the best way to do it, but it's one that's at least covered by my insurance program, or I got a good copay, and paying for these drugs that the doctors are prescribing me, it's kind of keeping me alive and it's keeping me upright, so I can't complain too much. I want to remind people that we are not anti-doctor. As a matter of fact, we request that once you start Extendivite for circulatory problems, heart problems, that you stay in close contact with your doctor so he can monitor the improvement in your health and he can get you off the drugs he's got you on now that are costing you more than they ever should, because they're just there to help with the symptoms and keep you ticking for a few more days without doing anything to really alleviate the problem. Let's not just treat the symptoms. Let's eliminate the problem. I noticed on your website, and folks, I highly suggest that you go there, heartdrop.com. You've got a guy, Dr. Sam Sorio. He reviewed the Extendivite tincture. What did he have to say about this?
He had to say that, and he bought it off of Amazon, by the way, but he had to say, good ingredients, feeling much better since taking this product. And just above him, Dr. Joe, remember I talked about the doctor who had high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, he liked to run, he couldn't run anymore.
Right.
He's been in our product at the time we first talked, was a couple of years, and he went to his doctor, and his doctor, you know, told him that people just don't reverse. How did you improve your health? And he told him. Well, he called in to Tim Spencer's show, the Rural Survival Show, there on Saturday, on the 14th of January, and I put that right there on my site. So if anybody is looking, he's a geriatric doctor, so he deals with older people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he talks about on there, too, is people really need to take magnesium, because the soil is depleted of magnesium. And him and Tim went into quite a little thing about magnesium and Epsom salts for growing their tomatoes and the plants and keeping the garden going. And Tim's already bought the Epsom salts, but he hadn't used them yet, but he was planning on using them this year. And they had a great talk on there about that too. But, you know, what he also says is one of his other doctor friends had a heart attack, and after the surgery and everything, they told him he could go back to work for at least a year. Dr. Joe told him about the Extendivite, and he started taking the Extendivite and was back to work in 6 months. He just gave it to his doctor recently. I'm trying to get this other guy to call into one of our shows. He was told to go home and prepare to die. That was just over 2 years ago. He went home and decided to try the Extendivite, so he started taking the Extendivite. Well, his cardiologist died on him. So he gets another cardiologist, and that cardiologist has died. So he's outlived two cardiologists taking the Extendivite when they told him that to go home. And
I don't mean to laugh, because death is not funny, but the circumstance that he's outlived the people that have told him that, you know, hey.
You doctors know. Don't like doctors.
Well, and doctors make the worst patients, because they don't like taking it. They know all the ego that necessarily life and death situation, and, you know, they're the arbiter and they're the end-all, be-all, and the know-alls. And they make the worst patients, but guess what they also don't make? They don't make good listeners or learners from other people.
Well, as Dr. Joe said, you know, he studied to be a doctor in the 80s. And in the 80s, they taught you a lot more science. But in the 90s and 2000s, they don't teach you as much science. You learn that on the job. So they're not as prepared to look after themselves.
Wait a minute. A healthcare professional with on-the-job training? No, thank you.
Well,
I don't want to be one of his trials.
Well, I think I have been a few times. I live in Kingston, Ontario, well, just north. And Queen's University runs a hospital, and I've had a whole room filled with wannabe doctors who had to look at me and check me over, and, you know, everybody had to put a hands-on, so to speak, and it was kind of funny. But, yeah, they have to learn somehow.
Well, I have somebody that, and by the way, the the Extendivite that you've sent to me, the capsules.
Huh?
I sent that over to somebody that he and his wife are on it, and I'm waiting. It's only been a couple of weeks, but I'm waiting to hear back from him. He had this ridiculous thing called restless leg syndrome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he's got some health issues, so I sent my Extendivite over to him, and he is now trying it. And the reason I did that, Don, is because this man donates $1,500 a month to this network.
Well, let's get him more extendivite. We need to keep him alive.
Well, and I'm going to use him as a subject, an ongoing subject here for, you know, my own little experiment. I'm in relatively good health for my age, although I do not exercise the way I should. I'm always stressed out over money. All of the things that are negative to being a happy-go-lucky guy that should have the ability to untether himself from this network. And when I have situations that come to my attention that I really should be there personally, I cannot. I'm kind of financially locked in here. I'm in my own financial little prison. But all that aside, I'm going to pay close attention because he's a good guy, and I want to see what Extendivite's gonna do for his restless leg syndrome, and he's also a diabetic as well.
Oh, well, he's gonna do well.
Well, and you know, you mentioned,
as long as he's got time.
Well, you mentioned that the people that have died, Mary Tyler Moore,
yes,
80 years old. What did she have? She had diabetes.
Yeah, type 1 really bad, so it would have plugged her arteries right up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she had brain tumors that they were benign. She was operated on back in 2011. But, you know, she was 23 years old when she started the Dick Van Dyke Show. It's still one of my favorite shows of all time. Immensely talented woman, and it's sad to see people go before their time.
Well, especially 80. I mean, you know, I'm going to be 62 this year. You're, you know, a little older than me.
Would you stop?
So, you know, I don't mean to be looking at the clock, but when my dad died at 62 and both my brothers at 44 and 53, and I almost died at 42, well, you know, I always wonder how much time do I have. But, you know, there is things you have to do. You have to eat better. You have to exercise. Yeah. And you have to take Extendivite. And if you do those three things, then you're going to live a long time. If you're overweight, you know, get on to the YouTube and find Dr. Mosley from BBC, who does eat, fast, and live 2 days a week. Eat 600 calories. It takes a while, but once you get used to it, those 2 days a week, you eat 600 calories. The other days, you eat whatever you want. I lost over 40 pounds. I can't tell you how much better I feel.
Now, is that information on your website as well?
No, but I should put it on there because it's really important.
And I'm going to hold you to that because Extendivite is good at clearing out arteries and getting everything working again, but also getting that weight off. Because, folks, if you want to start exercising, and I would tell you to start out slowly because you're going to find stuff that hurts that you didn't even know that you had anymore. But also along with that is dietary, the caloric intake and control of that. So I would urge you to put that on the website as soon as you can.
Yes, yes, I should, because, you know, there are people out there that weigh a lot that, you know, expect miracles, but miracles take time.
Well, and miracles do happen, but they happen not just from will, but setting up a scenario to make them happen. Hey, look, heartdrop.com, that's their website. Folks, please.
And our February sale is coming up next month, so it'll be $57.50 online at Amazon.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, go to heartdrop.com. Look at the information up there. If you haven't been sold yet, sell yourself. The information's there. This will make you healthy again. Thank you, Don Wiskin.
Thank you, John Stattmiller.
I appreciate it very much.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. The man that replaced Bruce McCarthy on this network, Tim Spencer, we lost a lot with Bruce McCarthy, but in a different vein, we've gained also through Tim Spencer. Hello, Tim.
Hey, buddy. How you doing tonight, John?
Well, that's not the question. The question is how are you doing?
Well, I was hoping to get Don on the line, but I guess I probably missed him. But anyway, I was just going to call to give you an update. With me using Extendivite, all the modeling on my legs, you know, the dark patches have now completely gone away. I mean, I'm feeling great.
Now, Tim, in case people forgot, the last time you and I talked, you were starting an exercise program, and you said
right.
Your mailbox was a quarter of a mile away, and you had to stop just on the trip to the mailbox. How are you doing with that?
I can go all the way down there and back without stopping now, John.
Okay, which is telling me your circulation has improved, obviously, because the modeling
right.
on your leg is gone.
Right, both legs. Okay. I mean, it's completely gone. There's no evidence. I mean, I can send you a picture if you want.
No, that's okay.
But, I mean,
no, Tim, I'm
you
not,
know, it's completely gone.
Good. Good.
And, you know, Don has sent me more Extendivite. Now, I got to admit, I'm taking probably twice what the daily recommended dose is. But, I mean, it makes me feel so good. I've even gotten a taste for this liquid stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've started to develop a taste for it, truly. And, you know, I actually enjoy it. You know, I usually have ramen noodles for lunch because I'm having to take so much insulin now that, you know, I just want a little flavor in the carbohydrates.
Okay.
So I put, you know, a dropper full on my ramen noodles, and I actually love the taste. I'm starting to really, really like the taste.
Well, you know, that's double plus good in Orwellian terms.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because you know, there's one thing that I hate, and if that's the cure for the problem, that I hate the remedy, not good. This is why I'm so appreciative of Extendivite. You can get it in the liquid form or the capsule form. Capsule form, you take it, it breaks down in your stomach and it gets in there. But the drops you put right underneath your tongue, and that goes
right
to work immediately. Well, Tim, I appreciate it. Please keep me updated with your improving health using Extendivite. And
how
you doing with the show?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, we've got constant callers. You know, and John, I owe you for giving me this chance. I think Lori and I are doing really good. We don't have to improvise very much at all. We're getting tons of callers. I don't know what our numbers is. I haven't asked for a long time. But I think we're doing really good.
All right,
and I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Well, good. Well, you get healthier. Let's see if you can't keep improving everything. How's that?
That sounds great, buddy.
Okay. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. You guys take it easy, okay?
Okay, you too. And yesterday, on yesterday's program, and now back to our regularly scheduled program. On the program yesterday, the last caller that called into the program, I forget the guy's name. Was it Mark? Mark from Florida. And he made reference that, well, Trump took down the Spanish on the whitehouse.gov. Go ahead and play the clip. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I fly the con, you know, the blue stars on the white field with the horizontal red and white stripes. I think Trump is being absurd when he removes any Spanish language as far as whitehouse.gov. If he wants to communicate, he should communicate in any language that works to help the people figure things out. I mean, do we take away the word corpus delicti because it's Latin? When he goes to China, does he say, speak English or I'm not talking to you? This is so absurd and so sickening. To force any man to speak a language, you speak English or I will shoot you. Who am I to tell another man how to speak?
Mark, I don't know why this is...
Mark,
I don't know why this is an issue for you.
It is.
Why?
A man... Because he's trying to force people to speak to his pleasure, and it makes me sick. We're either free or we're not. We can't be sort of free. And if we're free, we can speak any language we want.
Mark, stop robbing us. Okay. You're surprising the hell out of me here. Because, you know, if I went down to Mexico, would I demand that any government website include English because I speak, and I'm just a visitor to Mexico? I didn't crash into their country, and I'm not hiding out there illegally. Would I demand of the government to carry an English page because their government website was all in Spanish?
No. Why would you? That'd be absurd.
Well, then why is it necessary, Mark? Why is it necessary today to have Espanol? I'm so tired of this. I live in the United States where the language is English. And the people go ahead.
Because it's polite to be friendly.
Well, I'm tired. Mark, I'm sorry. I disagree with you totally 102%. And that's making up for inflation on the percentage.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind. I'm just saying that when you try to force people to speak a language, you've enslaved them.
Mm.
You can't. If this is a free country, John, people ought to be able to speak whatever language they wish. And if they don't want
to, is it possible for me to talk to myself and have myself answer?
You or me or anyone else.
No,
they don't want to. If they want to, they'll learn the language.
Okay, well, let's take that a step further, because there's so many people in this country that speak foreign languages. There should be 15 websites up there to mirror every language that people speak.
No.
Oh.
It's not the duty of the government to translate the page.
Uh-huh.
I can translate it for myself.
Uh-huh.
But for him to do it.
Okay.
Down something that was already there.
Donald's just a racist. Thanks for your call. And that was Mark yesterday. Now, what I didn't know and what he doesn't know, and I'm going to tell him in case he's listening today, unless I hurt his feelings, back in October, the Obama administration laid out how it would manage the digital transition. Now, the National Archives and Records Administration would preserve every piece of content the Obama administration published online, everything from blog posts and tweets to transcripts and Snapchat stories. The National Archives would also freeze and archive any content posted to whitehouse.gov when the Obama administration, let me back up here, when the Obama administration would hand over the domain to the Trump administration, okay? The archive content is now accessible at ObamaWhiteHouse.archives.gov, including pages about climate change, health care, civil rights, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and whatever sexual issues that people have had out there. At any rate, it's included. So if we're going to be nitpicky, it was Obama administration that removed the WhiteHouse.gov's pages about these issues. Why does this page keep jumping on me? I'm reading it, and it... Well, stop. Jeez, you're the one that's... What are you, a lefty? Are you infiltrated my network? You're really on the other side? With your FBI hat on. Yeah, every once in a while he walks in here with an FBI hat on. At any rate... Quit screwing around. All right. So if we're going to get nitpicky, it was the Obama administration that removed WhiteHouse.gov pages. It just did it again. It's not you. I don't want to nitpick here, but damn it, stop the screen from moving. It was the Obama administration that removed the WhiteHouse.gov pages about these issues, along with every other piece of content their team ever published. Now, the Trump administration started off with a blank slate. When populating the website with their own content, they did not create pages about the four issues George Takei mentioned. Okay, I don't even want to get into George Takei. He started it. I just want to believe that he was just a cast member on the old Star Trek series, and that's about all I care about. They did, however, create six pages about the issues that defined the Trump campaign: energy, foreign policy, jobs, economic growth, military, law enforcement, and trade. Now, the Obama team handled the WhiteHouse.gov transition in the same manner as George W. Bush did, just so we keep the record straight here, and Bill Clinton administrations did. Their websites are archived at the George W. Bush-WhiteHouse.archives.gov and Clinton4.NRA.gov, respectively. Now, the techs are doing this about the White House website. And, Mike, you said something to me yesterday. What were you telling me that the website itself, they're not taken down, But is there an Espanol translation for all the stuff on the WhiteHouse.gov, the current one? No? All right. And my only issue here is, you know, I got really ticked off. You know, I noticed this happening many years ago. You know, you pick up the phone, you dial your local utility company. Why? Would you like this in English or would you like this in Spanish? Wait a minute. Did I just jump in a time machine and go 50 years forward and somehow that we don't speak English as the language here in the United States? And it really started to bother me. And then I noticed, well, there was a pattern and there was a trend. And all this was building up, oh, the Mexicans in Spanish, speaking Spanish and all this stuff. And, oh, well, you got to learn Spanish to be successful in this country. You got to take Spanish in school. Why? Why? There's some schools that are demanding of their kids that they do Mandarin Chinese. Why? You know, if people come to this country to do business with the United States, or they come in as somebody that wants to come and live here, you know, I mean, look, this country, I look around and it's not a bunch of Indians running around. I see Europeans, I see dark-skinned, I see lighter-skinned, I see yellow-skinned, I see all kinds of skins. Now, this is not multicultural central of the world. Culture and language go hand in hand. So why do I have to pander to somebody that the majority of the people that are demanding that we speak Spanish that are here illegally, why? Let them learn English. You know, if I go to Italy or I go to Germany, I'm not going to sit around and demand that they speak in a tongue that I can understand. If I go to Italy, damn it, I better learn Italian, shouldn't I? If I go to Germany, I better learn German. You know, look at what the wonderful people from Syria and other parts of the planet are doing to countries in Europe. They're coming in as refugees and demanding that they change their culture and their language. Excuse me, I'm the host. You were invited. You don't come in and tell me how to do my dinners or how I clear the table. Or you don't do the etiquette that is expected to be followed by the guests that I invite. No. That was my issue with Mark, but he just didn't seem to get it. He figured it was impolite. Well, what I feel is impolite is somebody crashing our gates to come into this country and not even have the decency to do it legally. Now, you notice I'm not referring to the criminals that are coming in. I'm referring to the people, and I've said this before, Mark, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, how many times did people listening to this program hear me say that, look, I don't blame the Mexicans for wanting to come in to get a job, but how about if Mr. Trump works with the president of Mexico to build up their infrastructure and their business climate so they can create jobs and you can stay in your own culture with your own language? And everybody would be so much happier. I know I would. And it's not that I'm against Mexicans. My God, I'm here in Texas. You don't think I know about Mexicans? You don't think I know the history of Mexicans? I do. And I'm not prejudicial against them. I wish they weren't breaking our laws. And I wish them to return home. And especially the criminals, they need to return home faster. But to accommodate them, by saying it's polite that I either speak their language or make it available for, you know, whatever. No, absolutely not. No. So, Mark, if you thought I was bending you a little bit yesterday, I was. And I did so unapologetically. Now, where this came from was from George Takei. And we all know that he crawled out of the closet, and hooray for him. When I was watching him on Star Trek, that's one bit of information that a child never should have been exposed to. But, you know, be that as it may. George Takei says that the White House removed pages about climate change civil rights from the website. And yes, that is true. But as I just stated, with every president that comes in, that guess what? That's what happens. And I just gave you all the stuff that you can go to read all the stuff that you want to. Now, this is what Lauren Carroll said about this in this article. Barack Obama was the first president to have a robust digital strategy. His team was active on social media and constantly uploaded new content and tools to the White House. But after President Donald Trump was sworn in on January 20, 2017, some critics of the new administration noticed that pages about issues of importance to Obama are no longer accessible on WhiteHouse.gov. And there's a good reason for it, because Obama's no longer the president, and he doesn't have his own web page. He can go out and do whatever he wants to. Let me calm down. Sorry. The White House has removed its climate change webpage and health care, civil rights, and LGBT sections, tweeted George Takei. If this guy was smart enough to fly throughout the universe, he wasn't smart enough to know this. I guess not. And George, bless his little homosexual heart, has a very large online fan base. And that's good for George. Hooray for George. But somebody tell George that this is transitioning from president to president, and it always happens. But the information hasn't been destroyed. It's still there. But guess what? Donald doesn't want to talk about LGBT and climate change and all that other stuff. There's a new sheriff in town.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com. OldNESoap.com.
Take the children and
Well, Austin is becoming ground zero. Oh, goody. I'm 18 miles here from ground zero. I'm so happy. For sanctuary city battles as Texas governor vows to cut state funding. Last week, according to the Austin American Statesman, and I call it the Austin Un-American Statesman, thank you, the newly elected sheriff of Travis County, Texas, Sally Hernandez, vowed to limit cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, saying that she would only honor immigration holds for suspects booked into the Travis County Jail on charges of capital murder, aggravated sexual assault, and continuous smuggling of persons. I don't know what the hell the last one means. Does that mean they were in jail before let out? Okay, they come back in. Traditionally, the country has honored nearly all requests by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hold a suspect booked into jail when agents have wanted to investigate their status further. However, effective February 1, sheriff's officials will honor so-called immigration holds or detainers placed by federal authorities only when a suspect is booked into the Travis County Jail on charges of capital murder, aggravated sexual assault, and continuous smuggling of persons. Otherwise, federal agents must have a court order or arrest warrant signed by a judge for the jail to continue housing a person whose immigration status is in question. And this is according to Hernandez's policy, which she released Friday. By the way, I got in trouble on local Austin cable access when I went after, who was the previous female sheriff? Margo Fraser, which is a butch dyke if I ever saw one. She was horrendous. And Travis County has gone to hell in a handbasket. Trust me, folks. Now, the public, getting back to the story, the public must be confident that local law enforcement is focused on local public safety, not on federal immigration enforcement. Our jail cannot be perceived as a holding tank for ICE, or that Travis County deputies are ICE officers. Well, we know they're not. And we're not asking to do anything else, except when you pick up an illegal, notify ICE, and they will come and get them. They're not going to ask you to be a permanent babysitter. They're going to come and get them and deport them, you twit. Here is the official story. Do I have time for this? No, I do not. We're coming up to the end of the hour, and basically I'm giving the highlights of what she said. And by the way, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you will get the local news story, and you will also see this wonderful sheriff. She doesn't look like she could put a handcuff on herself, let alone anybody else. Oh, that's because she's a politician and not a real sheriff. But located right in her office and standing proudly in front of it, what is it? The American war flag with the gold fringe. Go figure. Now, of course, the declaration from Hernandez drew an immediate reaction from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who promptly promised to cut state funding for the rogue Travis County and take steps to enact stiffer penalties as well. Greg Abbott tweeted out, "The governor's office will cut funding for Travis County adopting sanctuary policies. Stiffer penalties coming." Abbott's governor's office to cut funding for Travis County. There's more to this story, and I will cover it because this is going to be happening all over the country, folks. Enough of this. Enough of protecting the illegals. And, you know, I'm sorry if they're not criminals, but they still busted the gates. They're still in here illegally. We're fighting for jobs. We're trying to get our country in order. And we kind of want you out of the way. Create a little bit of space so we can move and groove here and put our country back together. And I'm tired of hearing about this immigration stuff. So tired of hearing about it. More on this second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned. Top of the hour break. Let's go, Mike. Let's get right.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you."
Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.